Hi everyone, I'm Remo Monteleone.
And I'm Narelle Monteleone.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hub podcast series, where we discuss all things spiritual.
And we delve into topics such as psychic development, mediumship, healing, crystals, and so much more. Welcome back everyone, this is Narelle. And today we're going to be talking about our perception of what happens in between lifetimes. So in a human experience, there comes a time where we pass away or we transition. And we're going to talk about from our point of view what we feel happens. Obviously, nobody really knows until that time comes. But I guess I'll just start with what I feel, just from my own beliefs and what I've learned over the years through different teachings that I've undertaken, books that I've read, and just an overall feeling. So when we pass away, it's my belief that as we transition, depending on the circumstances of how we've passed away, if we've had a lot of illness or if it's been a very traumatic passing, I feel that something will be different in what follows in comparison to somebody who passes away in their sleep, for instance. So if somebody's had a very traumatic experience or they've been sick for a while or in a lot of pain, it's my belief that they get taken to somewhere where they can heal. So I feel like there is a transitional period there of healing, if necessary. And then depending on what's happened in that person's life, where they are spiritually, how much they've evolved from their previous lifetime, I feel that they then get taken to a point where they continue on. They work, they learn, they grow, because life really doesn't cease to exist. It continues just in a different form. So as we're energetic spiritual beings, life, in my opinion, doesn't just end when we die. So once that's happened, depending on the level of enlightenment or the level of ascension we've reached, it's my belief that we then have a meeting, we gather around with our guides, angels, our spiritual team, our teachers, and we decide whether or not we're going to come back again and try and do it all over again. And I feel like we sit around and we discuss what we felt worked in the last lifetime, what we felt we learned, what we maybe missed out on learning. And so I feel we sit around and we come up with a plan for the next lifetime. And this is known as a mission or a purpose or a divine blueprint. And so we can discuss with our guides and our spirit team exactly who we'd like to go back into that lifetime with, what role each person will play, and some of the experiences that we'll have, in order to learn the lessons that maybe we didn't get a chance to learn in the last lifetime. So it could be that in the last lifetime I was a mother, and in the next lifetime I may be the daughter of that mother. And so we all play roles and we all switch roles so we can see things from different perspectives. And so once we decide that, then we come back. And then, in my opinion, we start again. And we will have decided where we decide we want to live, who our parents will be, as I said, the experiences and lessons that we want to achieve. But there's always free will as well. So we can decide not to do certain things, because once we come back into that incarnation, it's my belief that we forget everything that we've discussed. We forget everything we've decided we wanted to live out or achieve or experience in that lifetime. And then we go through once again the process of learning and growing and going to school and having all these experiences, And then once again, there will be that pivotal moment that wakes us up and brings us back to the journey of remembrance. So that's my belief, just in a nutshell. And we'll just see what Remo has to say. What do you think?
Hi, everyone. Yes, it's a very, it's an interesting topic, and I do agree with Narelle, we can only really express what we feel, what we've experienced. And, you know, me being a medium, I feel often when I do readings and I connect with people in the spirit world, I often do get a sense of, you know, of energy, of vibration, because for me, I believe that's what it's all about. It's all about the vibration of love, ultimately. But I guess to start talking about this topic, I mean, yes, we are physical beings now, having a physical experience, you know, in a physical world or a 3D world, as it's often called. But where did we come from first, I guess, is for me the question that puzzled me when I started this journey. You know, where did we come from? If we're not entirely physical, you know, where does that non-physical, where does that etheric energy come from? Where does it vibrate? Where does it live? And then how does it come to this world? And more, and most importantly, why? You know, if the spirit world is such a love-filled place, which I believe it is, and I often feel that, then, you know, why the need to come here, you know, into this often harsh world, you know, and it is a world also with lots of love, definitely, but it is a harsh world. It can be harsh, and my belief is, yes, we come from an etheric world, we come from the world of the spirit, from the spirit world, and then we come to this world. You know, our soul takes on a physical body, a physical vehicle, while we are in the 3D world, and then the purpose of that is to gain a deeper understanding of love. This is my belief, and this is why I believe we come to this world in the first place. And then as we go through life, we do gain that deeper understanding, and then when we transition back into the spiritual world, we then take that deeper understanding of love with us. So we really are benefiting the spirit world once we go back there, and you know, we aim to benefit the physical world, not just for ourselves but for others while we're here. And I believe benefiting others and benefiting ourselves is that magical ingredient, that, you know, that love energy that we're all striving to feel most of the time, or as often as we can. And if it is all about love and the vibration of love, I feel too this is why, you know, we learn about love in different ways. I mean, you can have a person that literally lives by themselves off grid virtually and loves themselves, and maybe that's the lessons that they need to learn, that true love of self to take with them. And then you have people that interact with thousands and thousands of people, public speakers, etc., motivational speakers, and you know, they're making a positive difference to thousands of people and to themselves hopefully as well. But I feel whether the lesson is big or small, or you know, different to everyone else's, ultimately that is the ultimate goal. And I believe that's the energy that fuels the spirit world, and it's also the energy that fuels, you know, the world that we live in now, if you think about it. I believe, you know, without love, it's really not, this place wouldn't be a good place to be. And you know, and if you think about love, it really is limitless. It just keeps giving and giving. It is the opposite of fear. Fear is, you know, restricting, and it's limiting, and it holds you back, and it creates scenarios that aren't even there a lot of the time, and we miss out on doing things purely based on fear. You know, it is an acronym for false evidence appearing real, and I think that is very, very apt for, you know, for the word fear.
I just wanted to say as well, getting back to what you were saying about, you know, why did we come here? I feel like there's a lot of different reasons. Like you were saying, Remo, you know, everyone's here to have a different experience. And, you know, we already are love. That's what we are in our essence. We are already love. But, you know, until we go through that process of awakening and the journey of remembering who we are and remembering that we're a soul having a human experience, a lot of the time we don't realize that we are that essence of love. And, you know, a lot of the time we're our own worst enemies, giving ourselves a hard time through self-sabotaging and negative belief systems, negative self-talk. And, you know, as you go through different experiences, it just kind of, you know, can be a self-fulfilling prophecy that, you know, the world is harsh, the world is tough, the world is bad, other people are bad, everything's difficult. And, you know, that creates that story. And and once we start to believe that and keep believing it and then having experiences that validate and confirm that, it can really set you on a path of feeling that, you know, you're anything but love. And so the journey of healing comes into that then, where we have that moment of realization that, you know, the world isn't all bad. In fact, the world's amazing, and it's what we make it, and the experiences that we have are generally our creation through our emotions and our thoughts and our actions. So I feel that we came here to realize all of what I just said. And I also feel that, you know, for those of us here at this time, I feel like there is a mass awakening going on. And I feel that this has been happening for years and years now. You may have heard of the Indigos and, you know, waves of volunteers that came to Earth to raise the consciousness of humanity. And I feel that we're all here for that purpose. So we're here to also have our own experiences, and we're here to experience joy and to realize that we are love, and that's all that there is. Love is the only thing that really matters, and that only the only thing that really exists. However, I think on a collective level, it is very much about a whole lot of us coming to Earth at this time to really support Gaia, Mother Earth, and one another, and to really come back together into that oneness, that unity consciousness of knowing that, you know, there really is no separation. We are all one, and we are all connected, and we are all from source. So that's all I wanted to say on that. Remo,
want to
jump in?
I do, yes. It's interesting what you just said about, you know, mass awakening at the moment, which I would have to agree with. And I feel, you know, you can look at that as a short-term thing, but I think ultimately what is happening long-term is humans are vibrating at a higher energy, at a higher vibration, which brings us closer to the etheric world, to the etheric realm and the spirit world. And I feel as more and more people pass into the spirit world, reincarnate back, this brings us ever closer to that higher state. And the purpose of that, I believe, is that we are spiritual as well as physical and mental and emotional. And I feel ultimately the goal is to bring humanity closer to their spiritual side, to their spiritual element. And I believe the constant cycle of, you know, souls coming and going, I believe that's the ultimate goal, just to bring us closer, that way we can, you know, I believe we would function differently, we would function more efficiently, we'd be more focused, we'd have a deeper understanding of ourselves, certainly a deeper understanding of the world around us, because I believe that applies to the planet as a whole, you know, not just us as beings, and not worry about anything else on the planet, because there's numerous other life forms on the planet, and I believe it applies to them and to the planet itself. I believe the planet has a soul. I believe animals have a soul. Every living thing, I believe, has a soul. I think that's the ultimate goal, really.
I was just going to say one more thing and I've forgotten. I think I was also going to say too that I just wanted to touch on the fact that, you know, it's always so sad when we lose someone that we love, when someone passes away. It's really difficult. But I think the more that you can connect with your spirituality, with your spiritual side, start to really connect in with your intuition and really make that connection to source and your guides and your higher self and all of the amazing beings in the universe, I think it really does bring comfort and peace in the knowledge that, you know, this isn't the end. Once somebody does pass away, even though we miss them terribly and it's really hard for the ones left behind, it really should be a celebration knowing that they're going back to where, you know, the energy is so pure and we know that they're going to be fine and we know that they really haven't gone anywhere. They're just the physical side has fallen away and they've gone back to their spiritual self. And so I think that can really bring comfort to people. And it's, I find that when people haven't sort of, you know, connected with their spirituality, they have a bit more of a harder time coping when they do lose someone, because they might feel that that's it. Once you die, that's it. That's the end. And, you know, it can be really, really hard. But I think when you have explored spirituality, even just a little bit, it really gives you something, you know, to hold on to, and it gives you some comfort to know that we're ever evolving. And, you know, someone passes away and then they're probably going to come back again. And when you do connect with your spiritual side, your intuitive side, I mean, it's even better, because then you can even connect, you know, through your psychic abilities or mediumship, you can always connect with that person even after they've transitioned. And I think it's important to note that, you know, our loved ones never leave us. They're always around. And, you know, of course they come and go and they still have to do their own thing, but they're always watching over us. They're always guiding us and supporting us and wanting us to do well. They want us to succeed. They want us to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. And they're our biggest cheer squad. So just that in itself, I think. And when, you know, when people start to work on learning how to access their intuition and feeling energy, it's even more comforting, because then they can actually feel the energy of their loved ones around them. And I have lots of clients that they know when they've got their grandmother with them, and, you know, or a father or a mother that's passed away, and that brings them a lot of comfort through the difficult times. So, Remo, did you want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, again, I just want to talk about, you know, love and light, I guess. You know, when people pass, or when people have a near-death experience, and, you know, they talk about it afterwards, there's often talk of, oh, it was so filled with love, I didn't want to come back. But, you know, I was told that it's not my time yet, I have to come back, but I still didn't want to, but I did, I had to. Or people see light, people see a tunnel with light. And, you know, it's interesting that we've, you know, if that's, let's just assume that that's what we all see when we pass, you know, it's going back to love. That's what's there to greet us, love and light. And, you know, and that's where we've come from. So, you know, is it just, are we just in a learning phase now? Are we just at school now to learn things and then go back to the light, back to the love, and then give what we've learned back to the etheric world, and then, you know, someone else or maybe ourselves come back and do it all over again, if that's what your belief is. But I just find it interesting how people always, you know, not always, but it's very, very common for people to say, you know, it was such a loving place, I didn't want to come back, or I saw light, I saw a tunnel with light. And I just find that very, very interesting. Did you have...
Yeah, I just wanted to say one final thing. So I just wanted to say that when we heal ourselves and when we work through these experiences and these lessons that we've come to learn, we're not only doing it for us, but we're also doing it for all of our ancestors, past, present, and future. So with that connectedness that we all have, I mean, our guides and our spirit team want nothing more than for us to succeed, because it also helps them. As we elevate in our consciousness and ascend, they also do. So they're always there nudging us, pushing us, trying to get us to do certain things, be in certain places, and achieve our goals. And that also helps them. So as we rise, they rise, and we all rise together. So it really does affect everyone else in our ancestral line when we achieve something.
Yeah, so. I would agree with that. We, you know, what we do helps others, even in the spirit world, and you know what they do helps us as well. And I feel that, you know, when we do leave the physical, we are in a... I feel there's different vibrational, let's call them, layers, and I feel we vibrate to those vibrational areas that suit our vibration according to where we're at, you know, on our journey. So I don't believe everyone just goes to the same vibrational state or place, let's call it. I do believe there are different layers. And what's interesting too, I feel when I connect with people in the spirit world, I feel, you know, what they've passed from, and I may feel their experiences as well, the hard ones and the easy ones. But the ones that carried pain and grief, they don't feel that pain and grief anymore. They can express it. I often feel it in my body when they express it, but there's a sense that they just do not feel that anymore. But they're still able to express that. And again, you know, those messages are always positive, so they're still able to express that, in order to help us along our journey as well. Because I believe, you know, when you see a medium, when you see a psychic medium or psychic, if they are connecting with someone in the spirit world, they're not just coming through just for, you know, just for the heck of it, you know, just for fun. They are coming through. Usually there's timing involved. Something's happening. It could be an anniversary of their passing, or an anniversary of you having met them, or something's happening in the family. But there's a reason. I find there's always a reason. Sometimes it may not be obvious to the person at that specific time when they're getting the reading, but there is always a reason. I just find that interesting, how they can still express what they felt, but they're not feeling it anymore.
Interesting.
It is, very.
Okay, well, I think that's probably everything for today, isn't it? Got anything else?
Not for today. I think maybe we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, everyone. See you next time.